Adequate notice of this meeting
has been provided as required under Chapter 231 PL 1975, specifying the time, date, location, login, or dial-in information, and to the extent known, the agenda by posting a copy of the notice on the municipal building, municipal court, and the two municipal library bulletin boards, municipal website, providing a copy of the official newspapers of the township, and by filing a copy in the office of the township clerk in accordance with the certification by clerk, which will be entered in the minutes. There will be a public comment period for both remote and in-person attendees separately. Each member of the public shall only have one opportunity to speak during each public portion. As the technology does not allow us to know if there are multiple callers on an individual phone line or logged in user account, we ask that if you wish to speak, that you log in or dial in separately so that way we can recognize you as a separate individual. Should you have any further comments or questions, the Township Council is always available by email and phone, and you can always call the mayor's office during normal operating hours. Ms. Cedar, may I have a roll call, please?
Councilmember Cahill. Councilmember Carmichael.
Present.
Councilmember Leibowitz.
Here.
Councilmember Lombardi.
Here.
Councilmember Rashid.
Here.
Councilmember Erin.
Here.
Council President Espinosa.
Here. Please join me in saluting the flag. Open to the public, comments regarding item number 8. I'm sorry. Are any comments from administration and council regarding adjournment of any matters of this agenda?
None.
I see none. Thank you.
Wait, I have a question.
I'm sorry, Council Member Leibowitz.
Hello, I wanted to take item I off the consent agenda.
Absolutely not, Council President. That's the ammunition for the fire department, police department.
I just had a question about it since this is my first time on the council. So I was just curious, is this a one time? Is this kind of standard? I know we're actively recruiting new police, which is great. So I'm just looking for a little history and just, that's all.
The history is pretty simple. Every year we purchase ammunition because in order to attain their accreditation, they have to go to the firing range to get certified by the state.
Perfect. Thank you for the background on that. I appreciate it.
Yeah, and Mayor, also ammunition expires also, so they have to replace the ammunition.
Thank you.
Anyone else?
Appreciate that.
Yes. Are we leaving this on? Yes. Okay.
I wasn't asking to take it off. I was taking it out of consent to discuss it. That's all. I just wanted some background, and thank you for the background.
In the future, if the council president can call the administrator, maybe she'll get the answers up front and or read the packets that are in your things.
I understand, but there are other people in the town that might be interested as well, but thank you for that.
Okay, thank you. Open to the public, comments regarding item number 8, consent agenda items. Opening to the remote attendees, if you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand or either on the Zoom app or by phone by pressing *9. When it's your turn to speak, you will receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press *6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council or administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions. Ms. Cedar, do we have anybody in queue?
Council President, there are no remote attendees with their hand raised regarding this agenda item.
Thank you. Closing to the remote attendees. Opening up to the in-person attendees. If you wish to speak at this time, please come to the podium, state your name and address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. You may take a seat after completion of your comments or questions, and the council or administration will then respond if necessary.
David Akins, Ambrose Valley Lane. Good evening, council.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Under item, under the consent agenda, item 8 for Foxtrot. The extension is always good to have, but is it an extension because you anticipate there's going to be an increase in the property taxes?
David, unfortunately, because of the Board of Education, yes, there's going to be a massive increase. And the extension right now is just in case, because we're waiting for county to do the final numbers so the bills can go out. But I want people to, in this town, to brace for that impact. I know I told Councilman Espinoza his taxes are going to be going through the roof. Frank Earns is going through the roof. Sharon, yours is going through the roof. Gabrielle's is going through the roof. We haven't announced. It's shameful what they did at the Board of Education.
Well, what I'm going to ask too, does
everybody on this day should be outraged by that?
What can the township or the residents do, because it sounds like you don't have much.
David, what they need to do is start showing up at the Board of Ed meetings. Bottom line is they're sitting on over $36 million worth of capital improvement funds. They have more than enough money to cover teacher salaries, other expenses and everything, and to make sure that the kids get their education that they should get. And what they're doing is, I think they're hoarding money right now, and they're not being upfront with the residents on why they're hoarding the money.
What can be done other than what you just mentioned?
I tell you, when the tax bills go out, there's going to be a lot of people with pitchforks going around this town, and they're going to be coming to this council meeting because they're going to be very upset.
Okay.
I want to make sure that we don't get the blame for what they did.
Is there anything more that the township can do to?
The answer is no, David. They're duly elected representatives right there.
So in other words, the.
You know what the problem is? There's nobody telling them no, that they shouldn't be doing it. That's the problem.
So what you're saying directly is the township.
They get ready to have to pay a big bill, David.
But where does it stop?
That's a good question.
I mean, is the township and the residents being held hostage?
Well, in this case, I believe they are.
That was my question, so.
Well, you got me started, David.
Well, I just.
Thank you, David.
I just wanted to know what, because that's what it sounds like.
Well, here's
part of the problem, David, is that, listen, I'm not going to fault any government agency, whether the county, the school district like that, for going by. But you have rising costs for homeowners, electrical bills going this summer. You have people with their car insurance going up, with their insurance for their homes and like that going up. The last thing they need to do is other government entities just getting totally out of control. I mean, I saw the numbers. They could have easily halved that increase by far, easily.
And still accomplished. They have more revenue than they have in the history of the town right now. More revenue. And they're not going to dispute that because it's factually correct.
All right, that's all I had.
I see no one else closing the in-person attendees. May I have a motion, please? Sorry about that. Here we go. On the second reading, amending Chapter 2, Administration, Section 18, Division of Police, open to the public. Open to the public, resolution adopting ordinance.
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance to Amend and Supplement the Revised General Ordinances of the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, amending Chapter 2, Administration, Section 18, Division of Police, was introduced on the 5th day of June 2025 and had passed the first reading and was published on the 6th day of June 2025. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the aforesaid ordinance, having had a second reading on June 17, 2025, be adopted, passed, and after passage be published, together with a notice of the date of passage or approval in the official newspaper. Be it further resolved that this ordinance shall be assigned number 2025-16.
Ms. Cedar, may I have a motion? I'm sorry. Opening for the portion for the remote attendees. If you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on the Zoom app or by phone by pressing star 9. When it's your turn to speak, you will receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press star 6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you will have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council or administration will respond if necessary after you completed any comments or questions. Cedar, do we have anybody in queue?
Council President, there are no remote attendees with their hand raised regarding this agenda item.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. Opening up, closing to the remote attendees, opening to the in-person attendees. If you wish to speak at this time, please come to the podium. State your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. You may take a seat after completion of your comments or questions, and the council or administration would then respond if necessary. Please state your name and address, please.
Costas Efthymios, 58 Curtis. My issue is property maintenance.
Is this regarding the Division of Police?
Across the street from your beautiful cathedral at Lakeview Avenue.
Sorry, sir. Are you mentioning item number 7?
No, we're at the bottom. We didn't get to yet.
This is the second reading for ordinance number 7.
I'm sorry.
Okay. There'll be another public portion.
I see no one else at the podium. May I have a motion, please?
Motion, Councilwoman Lombardi.
Second, and Councilman Aaron.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Councilmember Carmichael.
Yes.
Councilmember Leibowitz.
Yes.
Councilmember Lombardi.
Yes.
Councilmember Rashid.
Yes.
Councilmember Aaron.
Yes.
Council President Espinosa.
Yes. Item number 8, consent agenda resolution. For efficiency, items have been consolidated into a consent agenda to be voted on together, and the materials for these items have been distributed to the council in advance of the meeting. Do I have a motion for the consent agenda?
Motion, Councilwoman Lombardi.
Can I have a second, please?
Second, Councilman Owen.
Thank you. Roll call.
Councilmember Carmichael?
Yes.
Councilmember Leibowitz?
Yes.
Councilmember Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilmember Rashid?
Yes.
Councilmember Aaron?
Yes.
Council President Espinosa?
Yes. Item number 9, announcements and comments from officials. Councilmember Sharon Carmichael?
I would just like to thank everyone who came out yesterday to the Juneteenth flag raising and who acknowledged the celebration, and the mayor was there. He spoke, and council president was there as well, and as well as a lot of other people. So I just thank you for your support, and I'm just proud to be in a town that allows different cultures and religions and races to celebrate their particular holidays and respect them and show up. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilmember Carmichael. Councilmember Laura Leibowitz.
Hello, everybody. I just had a few comments. First of all, I wanted to officially welcome, congratulate, and say thank you to Paula on her official appointment. She's already proven herself to be very responsive and professional, and I know she's going to serve our township well. Secondly, I was very proud to be a part of our township, a Memorial Day parade. It was fantastic to really just see so many people from the town out celebrating and honoring those we've lost to serving our country, and the American Legion did a great job. Another point I wanted to make is that I was out of the country on a trip to India, and I know we have many residents in our town from India, and I was truly able to appreciate and learn so much about the culture. And it was a wonderful trip, and I'm very proud of our residents. The street fair, thank you to the committee that worked so hard. We can't arrange the weather, but it was really well organized, and there were a lot of great booths. I was very happy that we once again were able to host a free speech event on the No Kings rally on Saturday afternoon. Piscataway residents, as well as residents from throughout the region, came to our town to speak out against the anti-democratic policies that are being put forth out of Washington. And I was very proud to be there. I know many of our council members were there, and many of our PDO committee members were there, and good for us and good for them. I certainly echo Ms. Carmichael's remarks about Juneteenth and honoring Pride in the month of June. We are a wonderfully diverse town. We certainly are very proud of that, and we represent ourselves well there. So thank you.
Thank you, Councilmember. Councilmember Michelle Lombardi.
Well, she probably said most of what I was going to say, but I would love to thank the Public Relations Advisory Commission, along with all of the emergency services personnel that was out there on Saturday at our street fair. Again, you cannot help the weather, but I will tell you it was very well organized, and people were showing up, but we couldn't do anything with the weather. So thank you to Legina and her crew over at the Public Relations and everybody else who helped to make that day possible. Thank you.
Thank you, Member Lombardi. Councilmember Rashid.
Hello, everyone. I'm going to keep it very short and simple. Welcome, Paul. I'm so excited to have you on the team. I am excited for summer. Summer is about to start. Schools are closing. So looking forward to that. Everyone, wishing everyone a safe and enjoyable summer. There's a lot of stuff to talk about. The mayor brought up, but we will discuss those things later. A lot of yikes if there are property taxes going up, but we will be discussing that more. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilmember Rashid. Councilmember Earn.
Yes, I just want to say we had our T-ball trophy presentation yesterday. We handed out over 170 trophies.
Great job, Frank.
Thank you, Councilmember Earn. Mayor Waller.
Thank you, Council President. I want to congratulate both Lieutenant Smith and Lieutenant Capshaw to being promoted to captain. To run in the department, help Keith Stiff run the police department. Well-deserved promotions. Also, we have the 4th of July celebration coming up. OEM's working very closely with all the responsible parties to put that on. I want to thank Legina and her team with the other volunteers at the Public Relations, all the work that they did. And last but not least, I want to congratulate the tomorrow's graduation for the Piscataway High grads. I want to congratulate them there. We'll have that out on the signboards. I know normally around 11 o'clock in the morning they do their balloon fest out on Green Acres, where they throw water balloons all over the place. So hopefully they'll keep up with the tradition, and Public Works will street sweep that afterwards. And then I believe this is going to be the first time in 33 years I'm going to miss the graduation, because we had an extended relative that passed away in our family, so that we have to attend to something. So, but I want to congratulate the grads there.
Thank you, Mayor. Business Administrator Paula Casarelli.
Thank you. You got it, Council President. Thank you so much. First, I'd like to thank our council members Leibowitz and Rashid for your kind words, and I would also like to extend a big thank you to Mayor Waller for believing in me and trusting in me to hold this position, and then advancing his belief in me to all of you, and for all of you voting me in as the next business administrator for Piscataway. This position means a lot to me. I truly believe that our 63,000 residents don't have a seat at the table, but I do. And I will make a commitment to always be there for the residents of Piscataway and to carry out and execute the vision that the mayor and the council has for our township. And I'm looking forward to working with all of you, making Piscataway even better. So thank you so much for that. And I just want to say that I just received confirmation from the Disaster Mitigation Department at the DCA that the township will be receiving $1 million. Thank you to Mayor Waller in working with our legislative leaders to getting $1 million through the Coronavirus State Fiscal Recovery Fund. And this money is being used to offset the cost of our new 911 dispatch center. So a big thank you, and there's more grant monies in the line yet to come. So that's excellent news for us.
We welcome you and look forward to working with you.
Welcome aboard.
Great news.
Thank you. Attorney Coomer?
Just wanted to welcome Paula, even though we've been working well together already. So I'm looking forward to continue working with you and getting stuff done.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I just want to say that this past weekend for the street fair, a lot of residents came out despite the weather. As we said before, it just shows that everyone, you know, despite the weather, they came out. They were interested in attending community affairs, so that's great. It was great to see our neighbors there, our community, and our residents there. I would also like to congratulate the students of class of 2025. I'm the proud father of a graduate of high school of Piscataway High School, so very eager to attend that tomorrow. So, you know, again, I'm always an advocate of safe driving out there, so please be careful. There's going to be a lot of traffic around Rutgers, where the graduation is going to be, and so just please be careful. I also want to give a personal shout out to my soccer team from the Piscataway Soccer Club. My team and my assistant coach, Giovanni, we have won the championship for Suburban League CISO, first place. So I want to give a personal shout out to them. So thank you very much, team. You did an awesome job this season. Grateful for being there. It was my last game, so we'll see what happens next year. So thank you very much.
Congratulations to your family, your son, and your team.
Thank you. Okay. Agenda session for July 1st, 2025. Ordinance second reading, amending Chapter 7, Traffic Section 26, Chapter 31, Streets and Sidewalks, Section 1.12, open to the public, resolution adopting ordinance. Ordinance second reading, adoption of redevelopment plan for block 5701, lots 11 and 12, 1700 South Washington Avenue, open to the public, resolution adopting ordinance.
Just for by way of knowledge, Council President and everybody, that's the age-restricted housing.
Sorry, what was that, Mayor? Ordinance first reading, amending various chapters of the revised general ordinance of the Township of Piscataway, resolution and adopting ordinance. Any questions on that one?
Council, this is, we're still working on it with the DPW. This is mainly stormwater regulation changes that have been asked by the DEP for us to implement.
Yeah, every town in the state has to do this, so.
Thank you. Resolution appointing Paula Casarelli as Township Representative and Commissioner of Central Jersey Joint Insurance Fund. Resolution designation of agent of township for filing applications with state DEP for flood hazard area permit authorizations. Any questions on that one? Resolution designation of agent of township for filing applications with Freehold Soil Conservation District. Resolution designation of agent of township for filing applications with state DEP for extension of sanitary sewers. Any questions on that one? Resolution appointment of Paula Casarelli to Library Board of Trustees. Resolution appointment of Paula Casarelli as Public Agency Compliance Officer.
Yeah, I need that.
Resolution appointment of Paula Casarelli to Senior Citizens Housing Board of Trustees. Resolution designation of signatures of signing checks. Next, resolution authorizing installation of operation of temporary traffic signal at the driveway of 1690 South Washington Avenue.
So this one is the county is going to build a traffic fully signalized intersection out there by where the ecological park is going. So they want to install a temporary light out there, but they're going to build a full-blown light out there.
Which will work fine with us because now we have four-way access.
That a temporary going to perm?
Yeah, potentially. The developer there was meant to run their traffic through Knox Drive, but it's private. I think the county is condemning that driveway to make a public road. So they're working on those details, but meanwhile, there's going to be a temporary intersection there.
Any further questions on that item? Next, motion accept council meeting minutes, May 6, 2025. Okay, we will now open this to the public for remote attendees. If you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on Zoom app or by phone by pressing *9. When it's your turn to speak, you will receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press *6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council or administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions. Ms. Cedar, do we have anybody in queue?
Council President, there are no remote attendees with their hand raised regarding this agenda item.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. Closing to the remote attendees. Opening to the in-person attendees, if you wish to speak at this time, please come to the podium, state your name and address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. You may take a seat after completion of your comments or questions, and the council or administration would then respond if necessary. Please state your name and address, please.
Kostas Eftimios, 58 Curtis, Piscataway, New Jersey. My issue is property maintenance and negligence. Each one of you district leaders do not know what's going on in your district. None. Any issues with blind spots and intersections, dead trees, puddles, so on. You don't know anything about it. Junkyard homes and so on. Across the street from your cathedral, your beautiful cathedral on Lakeview Avenue, is a for sale sign on that piece of property. Jump on it, Mayor. Now is your chance. Maybe you can get a good deal out of it. Strip it, make it virgin, plant a few trees. I would love to see that. It is an ugly sore. It's been like that for years. So on Curtis and Mansfield, there's a tree that's leaning on a power line pole. Big cavity there. It's ready to fall. You don't see it. Negligence is also work ethics. Any kind of work ethic that whatever is going on in your district, any kind of construction, you must oversee it, all of you. Make sure the job is done right. They skip a lot of steps. I don't have to go very far. Right in front of this building, going into the courthouse, there's concrete, two lines that are decomposing. It's a trip edge. There's a tree right there that's being tied up with a steel strap that's been like that for years. The cherry trees along the street are a mess. The parking lot is a mess. You don't see it.
Thank you. Can I respond? I'll respond. I can say right now for the residents that I personally, and I'm pretty sure that the rest of the council members, always remind our residents to tell us to call the office if they see anything that is broken, that needs fixing, from roads to trees to everything in the pavement. We ask the residents to call in the office to let us know. We are not around 24/7, and we would like to hear from you, but if there's a complaint and there's no official notice to us or official call-in, then we're not going to know what the issue is, and we cannot attend to it. So please call the office, let us know, and we'll go and investigate what the issue is. Anyone else have any comments?
I just, 99% of what that gentleman just said is incorrect, and it doesn't exist, the problems.
I agree, Mayor. I just don't want to interrupt him, but I agree 100%. Again, I encourage the residents to call into the office to let us know. We're not there 24/7. There may be trees that it may be. I have residents tell me that there are trees covering stop signs. I had the DPW go out, and they immediately took care of that. So, you know, your response or your inquiry will be welcomed when you call the office and let us know of these situations. Thank you. Hey, Curtis. Good evening.
Yes, Curtis Grubb, 1750 West 3rd. Mayor, my condolences for the family, sir.
No. Curtis, while you're there, we just tonight, council just awarded appraisal services for professional services for roadway improvements on Hazelwood due to the acquisition of the temporary construction easements out there. So we're getting there.
So Curtis, once we get that appraisal back, which they usually turn it around in a few weeks, then you'll be getting letters from my office, or all the residents will be getting letters from my office regarding the acquisition of those easements.
Thank you.
The commitment was.
Got your question.
Talk to your neighbors.
I got you.
And you're going to move it along. So if you want to get the road reconstructed next year, we need a little help out.
We'll do my part. Just wanted to find out a couple of things. Who and when sprays for the mosquitoes over there? That is the
County Mosquito Control Commission. When it stops raining, hopefully within the next couple of weeks, they'll be out spraying. And we always put notices out on our township Facebook when we get noticed by them.
Okay. A couple of my neighbors on Hazelwood told me that their sanitary is running slow. I know a couple of years ago I called. Mine's is, So we need to know if that's done periodically.
Not the storm drain.
Sanitary.
We can have the sewer division go out and take a look at that. Are you saying out on the West 3rd?
Yeah, the one. Well, they usually clean the one on West 3rd and Hazelwood. Right, one.
Okay. All right. That takes we'll have them take a look at it this week.
Okay, and we need to do. I know we're going to get to the road, but we need to fix Hazelwood so we can stop slowing the speeding down. Some kind of radar or something, because I know once this road gets done, we don't really have a problem. So with that, Mr. Frank, Please tell your wife, my friend, thank you, okay? Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Grubbs. I just want to highlight that this is the way you actually come to the council meeting and tell us exactly what's going on around the neighborhood. And as the mayor responded, he would have somebody check this situation out, and this is what we do. If, you know, I just want to reflect that. Thank you, Mr. Grubbs. I see no one else at the podium. Huh? Motion to adjourn.
Motion, Councilwoman Lombardi.
Second, Laura Leibowitz.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Adjourned. Thank you.
Have a good evening, everyone.